CISA are the local hero people. You see the local hero bumper stickers all over the place. Phil Korman, you're the head of CISA.
I believe I am.
Yes. And we've talked a number of times about how many restaurants in the area rely on local produce and local food for their menus. And what was there was an astounding figure you gave me one time.
Yeah, we're now up to 50 restaurants in the three counties. And these 50 restaurants are buying up to $1.5 million worth of local food and farm products from our farms.
And we'll be up to 51 restaurants
very soon.
In the middle of October, when the Farm Table opens at Kringle Candle in Bernardston. Brent Menke, you are the executive chef of the Not Yet Born Farm Table. You will be one of the restaurants bringing local ingredients to the menu?
Obviously, being called a farm table, it's important for us to make sure that we utilize all the local ingredients. And one of the great things about being out here in the valley is just the embarrassment of riches that you get from the soil. Fabulous farming community.
I'm always embarrassed when I soil myself.
But it's really true that it really is an embarrassment of riches when it comes to the food out in this valley. I'm amazed all the time when we meet local farmers to see the quality that they can actually bring for us that we can put onto our table.
Brent, who will be the executive chef at the Farm Table at Kringle Candle, what are you going to do to put your own stamp on the local produce that we grow here in the valley when you're creating your menu?
I mean, obviously, those are going to be items that will be featured on the menu. So we do want to make sure that the farmers get the proper accolades. It's an orchestra of everybody coming together. Obviously, our team being able to trust them to put together extraordinary ingredients like some of the ones that are brought for us here today, because you can't have great food unless you start with great ingredients.
Now, what are some of the things that you brought here? It's all in jars. Is it going to be a pickled theme restaurant?
Well, you know, I think that it's important to talk about that because we had a great summer, obviously, with the harvest on our own farm. So just in preserving a lot of those ingredients so we can use those throughout the winter months, that's a traditional way that farmers always did that, to support themselves through the rough winter months. I also had my baker, Hannah, over here, that she's done some of our pastries.
So we locally have grown chocolate chip cookies are my favorite farm product. I just eat them like crazy during chocolate chip cookie season, which is all year.
I'm just tasting this zucchini relish, and it's really incredible because there's a nice, smooth taste and a couple of hits of a couple of spices that just pop out and then just continue along. It's really, really
good.
Now,
what would you use this zucchini relish for, Brent, the soon-to-be executive chef at the soon-to-be-born Farm Table at Kringle Candle?
There's a couple things that I'd use that for. I mean, obviously, with our charcuterie platter, you know, we're going to have a very nice...
What is charcuterie?
A charcuterie, the French word for cured meats. So things such as prosciutto, salami, sopressata.
So French really want to be Italian people is what you want to say. We call it gabagool in Italian-American culture.
Well, you know, I have to admit, I do take a little bit of French culture away. We have a farm in France. My family does. And so I take a lot of inspiration from that. I think that's where the inspiration for this restaurant really came from.
Rumor has it you were hand-picked by the Kittredge family to be the executive chef at this restaurant that the Kittredge family is putting up at Kringle Candle.
I was fortunate enough to be. That's correct.
And Tim O'Brien, as spokesperson for Kringle Candle, why was Brent Menke here selected as the executive chef?
Because he's one of the best there is.
In the whole world.
Mike Kittredge met Brent Menke through the world of private yachting, which is a pretty upscale environment for food.
I would say.
But he is literally one of the best chefs in the world. He's cooked for the British royal family. He's cooked for sheiks and sultans. He's cooked for the wealthiest men in Russia. He's cooked for Paul Allen and Bill Gates. Elton
and now
John.
He's going to cook for us.
And now he's going to cook for us.
About time.
So this is as close to a superstar chef as you're going to get.
Well, you've opened up a whole new can of zucchini relish here, Tim O'Brien spokesperson.
Or applesauce, which I did open.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll have to try this, too, at the same time. What did you cook for the royal family? Brent Menke, soon to be executive chef at the Farm Table.
Of all things, I actually cooked Indian food.
The British used to own India, so there you go. That's what they want.
I know. I thought there was a certain sense of irony in that.
Were you cooking for them at like Buckingham Palace, or were they on a yacht?
No, dude, this was on a yacht.
What did you cook for Bill Gates?
You know, Bill Gates is actually kind of a simple eater. You know, he's straightforward. You know, hamburgers and pizza and hot dogs.
He's a nerd. What else do you expect?
You know, so it wasn't having to prepare things that were really, really over the top.
He wanted fish and computer chips.
I can't just let this go. Brent Menke, who was the hardest person to cook for? Like, you couldn't believe that they wanted like an endangered octopus.
I've got to be a little bit, Tim, cautious about this. I've got a long slew of non-disclosure agreements with a lot of clients.
Really?
Probably the most difficult client that I had to be able to cook for was a Middle Eastern family of country I can't actually mention, but a huge entourage that needed to have food service exactly when they need it. They would walk on board the boat and we would just put out a buffet of food within minutes. So to eat anytime, any day of the night,
You had to be at the ready.
You had
with
to be
a whole
at the ready.
Buffet.
All of a sudden, like, bam, here it comes. You know, all the hors d'oeuvres, all the food. It's got to be here now.
So what was Osama bin Laden's favorite thing?
It was not Osama bin Laden, but...
All right, I'm going to bring it back to local. So what are some of the farms you know now, you know right now as you sit here, still with a couple of weeks away, that you know that you're going to be sourcing from?
You know, we've yesterday alone, we were lucky enough to be able to do some videotaping on Demon Farms and speaking with Ann Demon and her beautiful turkeys, you know, out there
in the
field.
I'll clue you in. It's Diamond Farms.
Is it actually Diamond, not Demon?
See,
okay, it is Diamond
you,
Farms.
You,
thank you for correcting
I'm going to knight you at the end of this as a new local hero, so we have to make sure that you're all up to speed.
Okay. You know, there is, I know that I got them wrong, and I know there was a Diamond and a Demon.
It looks like Demon.
Her turkeys were just, one, they looked happy, healthy, those beautiful green fields. They've got a better view than I do. I mean, really fabulous. Also, we visited with Norris Farms and met Mary Norris, and she was gracious enough to show us her facilities and her beautiful berries. Esalon, the guys over at Esalon are spot roasting their beans for us exclusively for the farm table at Kringle.
Wow. Now, Brent Menke, new executive chef at the yet-to-be-opened farm table at Kringle Candle. Phil Corman from CISA, do you think you and I should both sort of bestow upon him some sort of official, now you are a local hero?
I think he is thereby knighted.
So be it.
Thank you. It is an honor.
Farm Table opens sometime in the middle of October at Kringle Candle in Burniston. And you can check out all the local hero restaurants at CISA's website, buylocalfood.org.